Two more volunteers in here. So we only have about 5 minutes left. Go ahead and introduce yourself and then tell us why you love Catholic Radio.
I'm Kathy Meter, and I have been a longtime watcher of EWTN and have been hoping for a Catholic radio station in the Atlanta area. And I met Carol at Bible study last February, and I have been involved since then. And Excellent. It's been just a real blessing.
Yes, very good, very good. And so what has been a real benefit to you with Catholic? You watched TV. What's the difference with Catholic radio?
Just the different programming, and I love the things during the day. I would listen to talk radio in the car.
Yes.
But that can get depressing.
Yeah.
And this is just much more uplifting, and mm-hmm. I find it very, very interesting.
And no spin on it either. It's all truth. All
right.
Truth that you get with Catholic radio that you can't get anywhere else. You know, this is all truth, no spin. You know, sometimes it's not always pretty. You know, they report it like it is. So
right.
It is all truth.
But the emphasis is God-centered and eternity instead of just now.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And, you know, the convenience of radio as opposed to having to sit and watch TV, the convenience of you can listen to radio when you're in the kitchen, when you're in your car, when you're, you know, you can be doing a whole lot of things and still listen. You can even do it at your desk, streaming it online, you know, and working and listening to Catholic radio. So the convenience as opposed to actually sitting and watching a TV screen is just tremendously mm-hmm. better, I think, with Catholic radio. And I think that's why it's such a great evangelization tool.
And I love that they added the Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 o'clock because
that's
a real reminder to me to stop and say that.
Yes, yes, so. Yes. I have my watch that alerts me when it's 3 o'clock so that I can turn it on and listen. If I don't mm-hmm. happen to be listening at that moment, I can pray it with the other potential 3.1 million listeners here in Atlanta. So how awesome is that to join your prayers with all those people who are listening? And that's another benefit that I haven't mentioned yet about Catholic radio is that, you know, the elderly. I know when my mother-in-law, she lived with us for 18 years. She, in the last year of her life, it was more than I could do. And we could take Catholic radio and put it in her room. Yeah. And it felt comfortable to her because it's what was playing at our house. And it was a comfort to her to have Catholic radio there. And she could pray the rosary with people. And, you know, the person, she was in like a private home with just a few other people. And the lady that ran the home was not Catholic, but she'd go in and turn it on for her. And the lady still contacts us. My mother-in-law's passed away several years ago, but the lady still contacts us who took care of my mother-in-law. So
I'd like to say a couple things before we go, especially now that it's getting darker. There are many other ways that you can hear Catholic Radio 1160. There is an Echo Dot. That means you can hear it anytime, anywhere, anytime, without worrying about the signal coming directly from the transmitter. And another thing that we're also working on is a new app, which will mean that you'll be able to get it on your car phone or anywhere. So this is really going to be another important benefit for the city and for the listeners so they can hear us just about any place.
Excellent. Okay, so we have another person who's called in, $100 one-time pledge. He's already a founder, but he wants to call in an additional $100 and asking for prayers. So we have two prayer requests. We want to do that. We don't have any more time, but we're going to pray real quick. So sorry, Annie, we're going to hold it up because we're going to pray real quick. So we want to pray for Jen's son, Kike. And we want to pray for the success of the Quest Pledge Drive, which is what the founder, Vincent, with his additional $100. And just $250 more, and we get this match. So can you be the person that calls in at $250? And Janice, would you lead us in a prayer for those two intentions?
Sure. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we just reach out to Kike. I believe you said Kike.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Kike. And we just ask you to surround him with your blessings, surround him with a flock of angels, and just guide him ever more all every day towards you and towards your Sacred Heart, Jesus. We ask you to surround him with good friends and good influences and to keep him protected as he grows in his faith. And we know that as a mother's heart, when the mother prays for their their child like that, that you hear that. So Mary, we just ask you as a mother of our Savior to really just look over Kike and just keep her in your prayers. And also Vincent, Lord, thank you for Vincent and all the founders that we've had, that we wouldn't be able to do this without them. And we just thank you for all the founders, anybody who gave a dollar, anybody who gave $100, anybody who is going to give us $1 million. We just pray for all those people, Lord, who've given their time or their prayers or their money. And we just ask you to continue to have it grow so we can keep the station, we can keep your voice on air, Lord, because this is all about you and giving you a platform to share your voice and your inspiration, your hope and your love. Thank you so much, sweet Jesus, for this station. And Holy Spirit, we just ask you to continue to bless the Spirit Drive. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. So Annie's going to, she's going to kill me if we don't go ahead and go off. So 678-688-4549. That was really fun. Thank you all for coming in. And thank you to all of our donors. Please keep giving us a call. $250 is all we need to turn it into $1,000. 678-688-4549.